This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths. Or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
GP, as you know, and this is something that you introduced me to, I only played it because you gave me such a good recommendation. The video game series, it's been a long time since you played it, but Elden Ring, one of the great games of all time, huge open world RPG, all the different character classes. I think you told me you beat it and Shadow of the Erdtree, both as a scholar, a samurai, and what was the other one? What was the other class you used?
It was just scholar.
Just those
and samurai.
Two? Okay, yeah. I mean, you did a faith build. You did a dexterity arcane build.
I did a faith build.
With the scholar, obviously, right?
With the samurai.
Yeah.
I did the faith build.
You did a faith build with a samurai?
I did.
That's how expert level Grant is.
Yes.
Okay? So, obviously, it was incredible. The DLC was incredible. That's not for debate. No one's debating that here on this radio program, okay? The game did millions of sales and, you know, billions of dollars worth of revenue, blah, blah, blah. George R.R.R.R.R.R. Martin. Who you know from writing Game of Thrones books, A Song of Ice and Fire, and then not doing anything else to finish the series. You know him from short stories, other things that HBO has turned into television shows, the culture phenomenon that is Game of Thrones that Martin gave us, okay? So here's what he says. There are talks about making Elden Ring into a movie. That's cool. He's involved in it in some way. That's awesome. You know what else would be awesome? Finishing the books. 2011, The Winds of Winter is a couple years away. What year is it? 2025. Do we have The Winds of Winter? We do not. Do we have A Dream of Spring? Once again, I submit, we do not. Finish the books. George, you are a lovely nerd. You have given us nerds and us dorks so much. The gift you gave us, a culture phenomenon, some of the best books I've ever written, a redefining of the fantasy genre. To make it mass appeal, people who don't care about fantasy, people who don't care about anything other than like your normal playing Call of Duty or yelling at each other about sports or booing anthems, you gave casual fans something to care about. Dragons, kingdoms, romance, all that other kind of crap. You did it. You're amazing. We owe you so much. You know what you owe us? The books. Please stop doing everything else and finish the damned books, George. George! Look at me.
How old is George?
Old.
He's still with us?
Yeah.
What if he doesn't finish them?
This is the concern we have had.
Who's
since
we?
The dorks. All of us are sitting here going, anytime, hey, bud, we've been Batemaning this guy for 12 years. I understand it takes a minute. Nobody's saying you rush these things out. What we are saying is get to work. What happened is he toiled away in anonymity, released the books. They did fine. The first one, Game of Thrones, was released in the mid-90s. I didn't discover this series till well into the 2000s, right? When it sort of, you know, caught fire again, gets in front of HBO, they turn into this giant epic show, this cultural phenomenon with a bad last season, but whatever. It's mega, mega, mega huge. So that spinoffs are happening. Multiple series is have come from this thing. It's a cultural phenomenon, a touchstone that everybody knows about. This dude did this and he's enjoying his success, right? Everybody wants a piece of George R.R.R.R. Martin. I get it. You know what we want? The people that filled those pockets. You know how you can't walk so good because your pockets are full of the money? The people that put all that money there want it, and we needs it, George. Just sit down in front of that little keyboard and start banging away in them keys.
I don't want him to finish it.
I know what you're doing.
I just don't. I think that it would be funnier if he didn't.
Exactly. I get that. And thank you for that. Yes. I really appreciate you saying that. Finish the books, George. You've had some time. We gave you a grace period. Hey, it's going to be longer than we think. I get it, man. Sure. You want to get that story nice and tight. What's going on with Jon Snow? What's happening with Daenerys? You got a marine problem. I get it.
You're like extra careful when he's driving around and putting him in a bubble all the time.
I mean, he can't stop doing things that aren't the books. The books, man. The books. Everything but the books. Here's my suggestion. Flip that. The books and then nothing else. You had your publicity tours. You had your moment in the sun. You had your 10 moments in the sun. You had 100 moments in the sun. HBO's consulting. Can we turn this short story you did into another TV show? Sure. Please and thank you. Count your millions. Deep dive into them like Scrooge McDuck. You sit that butt down in that chair and you write them books, George.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.